and check into hotels so that they can do their regular work somewhere other than where they were in the first place. But when you are a travel writer, it is simply your work to go somewhere, and going there is the only way you can do that job, which recursively covers the hows and whys of going there. When you are a travel writer, the journey itself is much, if not most, of what you do. Sometimes it is difficult to differentiate this work from what other people might call a vacation, and on a typical assignment, a travel writer's job duties consist of many tasks that other people experience only once they're off the clock: visiting art museums and historical sites, and taking in multi-course meals at elegant restaurants. Only an idiot would complain about this, of course. But a travel writer is someone who can visit a first-tier destination like the Louvre and leave after 10 minutes of taking notes, since there's always another museum and another deadline directly ahead. A travel writer is the kind of person who can bluff past the waiting list for a trendy nightclub and then leave without even trying a drink. A travel writer is the kind of traveler who will take an inordinate amount of pictures of the inside of his hotel room in its just-made state, and who annoyingly wants to photograph the restaurant menu as well as the food. A travel writer is a person who has spent the night in every hotel in town, and yet who is not a prostitute. At least not that kind of prostitute. With the focus shifted so that the voyage itself has become the destination, many travel